Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
We are back in the studio and there is so much to do.
Why are you talking so fast?
I'm just trying to set the tone. There's so much to do.
I know there is.
What were you just saying to me, Mike, about how busy this season is?
Yeah, I was complaining about it. I didn't have time to work out because of all the Christmas concerts I have to record and all this stuff. And I got to do this and I got to edit this and get these things out.
And then the house is a mess and we haven't gotten groceries.
I'm getting stressed out just listening to you guys.
Well, we can't deny that we are living in a very fast-paced world. It's just faster.
Yeah, it is faster.
It is.
And there's probably a lot of reasons for that, but the thing I want to talk about is, why do we have so much to do? And do we really have to do that much? And if we don't want to do that much, how do we stop?
Right.
You know, I have an iPhone 4. And you think, wow, you know, this technology, we can multitask, you can get so much done. Technology does save us time. But then we just use that time to do more and more and more other things.
I don't know. I think it wastes a lot of time, too.
I think it does, too, because it's so easy to get sucked into it.
We're always looking at it.
I remember 15 years ago when I got my first desktop computer that I got an email address with AOL. Mm-hmm. Remember that movie, We Got Mail?
You've Got Mail.
Yeah, and the dial-up tone.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
I remember coming home from work and making dinner and eating dinner and then saying, okay, I'm going to get on the computer now. And it was more of an event because you had to go up and you had to turn on the computer and you had to dial in and it took like forever.
The computers were so much slower.
Yeah, it just took a long time
to do anything.
So you checked your emails, you maybe went online and surfed a little bit, and then you literally shut the computer off. It was a compartmentalized thing to do.
Now you have a high-speed computer in your hand.
All the time. Which there's so much convenience with that.
I can literally be
sitting in the garage at home quickly checking email. So when I go in, I can just talk to the kids.
Well, we conversed about the show before you got here today. You know, what we needed to do for setup and all that. It's amazing we can do that.
Did you have a moment like I did over the holidays where everyone's literally in a room together, people you haven't spent time together, and everyone is looking down on their phones texting?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, it's like that every day.
It is. Yeah.
So it's almost like we're too connected to the world and not connected enough to people.
You know, I noticed.
Face to face.
I noticed that in the past week, the power has gone out at my house twice. And it felt so quiet. There was nothing running. I had one bar left on my phone. I didn't know when the power was going to go back on. So I just got off my phone.
Yeah.
And I was able to light some candles and just enjoy some quiet, slow time. And it was beautiful. And I was disappointed when the power went back on.
I think TV is even a bigger culprit, actually.
Well, and you know what's funny is TVs move so quickly. Like the scenes are so quick now. I mean, the kids could have a program on and I can't, like it hurts my brain to keep up with it. Oh, Same thing with video games.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, think about the TV shows when we grew up. It was much slower. The plots grew much slower.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the scenes were much longer. My gosh, now if our kids were to watch like Leave It to Beaver, they'd be bored out of their minds.
Right. It's all fast editing and, you know, loud sounds, and it's incredible.
It's like we've become human doings instead of human beings.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Everything's just so fast. So there's this website called Slow Movement, and they talk about the concept of time poverty versus connection. And I love these concepts that we can make a decision to slow down and connect face to face. And it's almost becoming the cool thing now to go old school and actually mail someone a note in the mail, or actually call them on the phone to ask them a question, or invite someone out to lunch.
Wow.
It's almost like it can make a comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think people need to interact more. You know, they're always, like we talked about, they always have their faces in the devices. Like, hi, I'm right here. You know, mm-hmm. It'll happen here in the recording studio. I'm working on people's music, you know, I want some input from there, and they're sitting there looking at their phones.
That'd be like me.
It's like are you not interested in
you
this?
While you're in front of me.
Right. Yeah. It's just weird.
Our 11-year-old got an iPod Touch for Christmas.
Yeah.
And this morning I'm in the bedroom and he's in the living room and he's texting me back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, mom, you know, do you want to come play a game with me? And I just texted back, come in the bedroom and ask me. He's like, why? Like, ah! Oh,
it is kind of fun, though. The devices are fun. They're fascinating that we can do that. Yeah. You know, it really is.
What I'd like to do is take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about 5 ways that we can slow down and live more.
I need that.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are back from break, and we are talking about the concept of slowing down.
What'd you call it? Time poverty?
Time poverty.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
There's another person online. His name is Leo Babauta, I think you say it, and he has a really cool blog about all things Zen. And so he talks about be more conscious of your time, be more conscious of simplicity in your life, not being too materialistic, being out of debt. And I like the concept of simplifying and slowing down. So let's talk about ways that we can really do this from a practical standpoint.
Yeah, because we all have to work. We have to communicate. It's part of our jobs, you know. So you just can't throw your cell phone in the swamp. That's not going to happen.
Right. It's not going to happen.
No.
Here's one concept that I actually have been putting into play, and I really like it. The suggestion is put more space between tasks and appointments. So, for example.
That's smart.
Okay, I finish work at 11, and it's a 20-minute drive to the gym. I'm going to be there at 11:30, and it ends at 12:30, so I'm going to meet my friend for lunch at 12:45, and then I'm going to be back to pick up the kids at school at 2:30, and then I'm going to do a conference call at 2:45, and then I'm going to cook dinner.
Imagine if something got in the way of your schedule,
like
and
breathing.
It slowed everything down.
Right.
Like, if there was a delay in traffic or something, and then the rest of your day is ruined, and you're stressed out, and
right.
You're rushing around.
So here's what I've found. Okay, I finish work, and I know I have to leave the office in 10 minutes to get mm-hmm. to the gym on time. Instead of starting a new project that might take 10 minutes, I head to the gym. I get to the gym. I actually sit in the car for 10 minutes and just breathe and listen to the radio.
Nice.
Enjoy my time. Or maybe go into the gym and just gently stretch before our group workout begins. So then you finish the gym, for example, and okay, I'm meeting my friend, but look, I have 45 minutes.
Right.
So again, oh, there's a park. Maybe get out, walk around.
You get to chill a little bit.
Right, mm-hmm. Chill a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, the accumulation of that time in between may only be an hour or so a day. And maybe not every day you could do that. But putting a little space in between, and even if it's just enough space that you don't have to stress out about, well, what if I hit all the traffic lights?
Right.
Or what if I get a phone call I really need to take?
Then you get frantic.
Right,
yeah.
and overwhelmed.
Right.
So just putting more space throughout your day, allowing yourself to be early.
Simple too.
Yeah. Makes it feel different.
Yep.
Okay, number 2, be more present with people and with food.
I think everybody needs to work on that. I am so guilty of that.
Yeah.
It's
funny.
What do you mean?
Being present, like, you know, on the phone while you're doing this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
It's you're not paying attention to the people in front of you.
Right.
I mean, you could go a half a day in the same household with someone, talking with them in and out of the room. And then if someone were to come up to you and say, okay, tell me what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You might not even know. I found myself with the children just trying to say, stop for a second. Let me just look at you and just look them in the eyes for a moment. Or if they ask me a question and actually stop what I'm doing, turn, get onto their level, look them in the eyes, and talk to them for a moment.
Yeah, I think it's a big problem.
Have you ever been driving down the road and missed your exit or forgot where you were going because your head was exploding with all the things that you're
sure.
going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or worse yet, you're on autopilot and you get to work and you don't remember anything about the drive. You didn't actually
right.
take in the trees.
And you're like, how did I get here?
Right.
You said something about food. What's that about?
Okay, so the whole thing with food is, have you ever like inhaled a meal and then didn't even know if you did it? You know, like you eat a sandwich and you're like, wait, where's the other half a sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I ate it. You know, same idea.
So make that part of your
enjoy the
time,
food.
Enjoy right? the food. Look at the food.
Yeah.
Think of the food. When you put it in your mouth, take a moment to really taste the food.
Is that why people like fast food? Maybe they don't have to think about it. They just wolf it down and right. go on to their next appointment, right?
And when you eat so fast, you end up eating more because your brain doesn't have a chance to catch up with your stomach and say, I'm full.
Yep.
In countries that take longer periods of time to have meals, for example, like Italy, they're thinner in general mm-hmm. because they're actually experiencing their food. Not
which
just
is weird because they have 20 courses, you know.
I eat in front of the computer, which is, you know, I'm trying to multitask. And that's not good either because I'm not being mindful of what I'm eating.
Right.
So number three is allow yourself to turn off technology. And I only say that because, you know, I could go for days with never actually turning off my cell phone or turning off my computer. People maybe never actually turn off the TV.
Yeah. TV's really bad because you just zone out on it, I think, you know. Yeah. In fact, we have some guests staying with us. We don't have a television in our house, and they're always going somewhere else where there's a television. And I had the issue too when we first got rid of it, I went through withdrawals. Like, there's no noise going on in my house right now. There's nothing to zone out on. Mm-hmm. But once you're over that, it's totally annoying to me. The TV is just totally annoying to me. Yeah. I can't stand it anymore.
I forget I have a TV. Last night, though, I came home. My husband was watching Storage Wars, and there must have been a marathon on, and I got sucked into it for like 2 hours. Yeah.
I have a Roku box with Netflix, so I can choose what I want to watch when I want to watch it. You know, it's not like I don't watch anything, but I'll watch it on my computer or whatever, because we need to be entertained, too. You know, you have to stay up with pop culture, at least. But I think the TV's a bad thing.
So what would it be like if you actually made a decision to sit at the table and have your meal, lunch or dinner, whatever it is, and literally turn off the phone or turn off the computer and allow yourself to have, say, a half hour meal where you're actually talking with someone and having a meal?
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea, but I think it's a lot harder than, you know, just saying it. I think it's like being addicted to a drug or something.
Yeah, it is.
It's like you start shaking and you think you just automatically want to reach for your computer or your phone.
That's why they call it a crackberry. Right. You know?
I do think, though, that if you were to manage to put this into your life as a tradition, as something that you do, and you do it consistently enough, you would actually look forward to doing it.
I think you're right.
You know, and what you do is that person you decide to have that time with, even if it's just yourself, you're sending the message that they're worth it. They're important.
Yeah. You know,
there's nothing more annoying than you're trying to have a conversation or a meal with someone and they're texting under the table or they're glancing up at the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who, whenever we'd hang out or go for a drive, she'd be in the passenger seat texting the whole time instead of visiting with me. And that used to irritate
me. Am I that boring?
I mean, some people, it may be so bad that they actually would have to put as their status update on Facebook, I'm going unplugged for the next hour. Don't worry, I'm still alive.
Oh my Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a cool movement to start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a sign of our times, though.
Technology,
you know?
Cleanse. Yeah.
And the fourth one is to allow yourself to experience driving for what it is. Drive slower, take a longer route. Actually, just turn off the music, keep the phone away in the bag, and just actually pay attention and enjoy the drive for what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, we, of course, live in beautiful New Hampshire where I can, you know, drive by a farm and beautiful pasture lands on the way to work. Some people may have an awful commute. But allowing yourself that time to just think and be with yourself and pay attention to your surroundings and to nature. Mm-hmm. Worst thing, if you can't get into nature, at least enjoy watching it as you're driving.
Right. We do have that luxury where we live.
Well, and of course, having that time where you fully unplug, ideally in nature, is great. To be actually be in the woods or be...
The beach does it for
you. Have your feet on grass or feet on sand.
Yeah.
That's one of the best ways to slow down.
No doubt.
And then number five is to be conscious of breathing now and then. And I say this because we can get so disconnected from our bodies when we're overstimulated with how busy we are with technology. And when we make a conscious effort to breathe and feel our breathing, like literally feel the air coming in, feel the stress going out, we reconnect to ourselves.
It's so easy to stop breathing or to breathe shallow, and we forget, and our shoulders become tense. And
Well, you're a yoga instructor, so you know a lot about that stuff.
Well, and there's a quote that says, "Death is nature's way of telling you to slow down." But if you think of all the other signs before that we need to slow down, we see it all the time in the office. People get hurt, they get sick, they get stressed out, they get overwhelmed, and oftentimes I believe the body is at max capacity for overstimulation and being too busy, and sometimes we literally, our bodies have to force us to stop. And you can prevent that by just doing little things throughout the day that allow you to reconnect and unplug.
Yep.
Before we go, do you want me to take you through a quick visualization to help you slow down?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Close your eyes. This was actually written by one of my yoga teacher trainers. Her name is Lisa Flynn, and she's a child teacher. She does this visualization with kids. Okay. So close your eyes, start to breathe in and out. Notice your breath. Imagine that you're lying on a beach. It's the most beautiful sunny day. The sand is very warm and cozy, and you can feel your body sink into it as you lay there in the sun. You feel the warmth of the sand soothing your neck and shoulders, your arms, your entire body, all the way down to your toes. Notice that there's a little breeze, but you feel nice and warm because the sun is shining down on your body and it's warming you up. The sun on your face makes it feel like your face is melting, and you can hear the sounds of the waves crashing in and out, flowing in and flowing out, and the seagulls are chirping in the distance, and you feel happy, calm, and peaceful. How did that feel?
Wonderful. That's where I want to be.
Thank you, Jessica. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.